Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
As of, well, now, you can't gather in public anymore. Henry McMaster, our governor, has issued an order to the cops to break up groups of people of three or more. A lot of people surprised by this last night. Let me tell you how it works real quick. It's an executive order in response, he says, to requests from the police, from sheriffs, that sort of thing. They want enforcement guidelines. What do we do? And, you know, at the press conference yesterday, he mentioned, you know, like in Florida, we've got people here like spring breaking it and, you know, out on the beach or whatever. And they
spring break is broken.
They shouldn't do. Yeah, it's broken. And here's what he says. It aims to prevent gatherings like parties, groups forming for recreation, non-essential functions of society. McMaster claims that groups of three or more are okay if it's because people are doing business. So I wondered about this last night when I heard it. I'm like, well, what if I want to go, you know, get something to eat at curbside in a group bigger than three? Apparently, I guess that will be okay as long as we don't look like we're having fun, right?
Yeah. Don't take any.
Excuse me, ma'am. Are you having fun? Is this a party?
Just don't get caught with any like soccer balls or basketballs
or tennis balls. No.
I guess you're okay.
Right. Contraband like that.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Listen to this. So a person who violates the statute, and it is based on a state statute that he has made operational, you could be charged with a misdemeanor. And if convicted, you can be fined as much as $100 or imprisoned up to 30 days. Well, then you'll be hanging out in a group, won't you? You and the inmates.
That's exactly.
Big group.
Orange is the new black.
I know, really. I wonder if they're doing this inside jails. You know what I mean?
They are already social distanced.
I guess.
Not from each other, but from the rest of society, yeah. Which, you know, anyway, theoretically.
Anyway, this is the same statute that lets law enforcement enforce a curfew or a price gouging law.
Right.
So, and McMaster clarified that this is not a shelter-in-place order.
Right.
But it's a way to control crowds, slow the spread of COVID-19, and prevent a possible shelter-in-place order in the future.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess look very busy if you're in a large group. It's just, yes. You know what I'm saying?
No fun allowed.
No fun allowed. No smiling. You better be cutting some kind of deal, you know.
Just keep moving.
Just keep moving.
Nothing to see here. Move along.
Right. Exactly. So that's where we are right now. In the state. So, you know what I think is so interesting, Lee? I like to get your take on this, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but...
Yes, you do.
All right, I do. It's fun. I admit it. But anyway, but you know, we're practically under quarantine here, so it's not like you can come through the door and get me in the studio. You wouldn't believe the deal I've had to cut to have to be able to continue to come in here. This building is almost vacant.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. And because I broadcast alone in the studio, I have started begging the management. I'm not like other talk shows. There's four of them in a small room with those. It's just me.
Yeah.
And I have promised to sterilize. I got my Lysol. I got my wife's age. I sterilize the whole thing, you know. And I've even cut the deal with them. I will wear plastic gloves in and out of the building every door I touch. So when you see me, I kid you not, when you see me go down the hall, if you should see me, I mean, keep your distance, right? You know, but if I'm going to the break room or whatever, I have my glove on. I'm like Michael Jackson, just one glove, though.
Just one glove.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, I got to ration them.
If I see you moonwalking down the hallway, I'm going to be impressed.
Yeah, and then I'll get you some of what I'm having.
Okay.
But anyway, but I do wonder. I mean, Trump gently threw the gauntlet down yesterday, and the media was not taking it well. we're going to have to refire this economy back up. People are going to have to come out and start doing business again, or our economy is going to collapse. And media did not want to hear that. But Trump finally, and I've been waiting for him to say, yo, you know, media members, these numbers, these death numbers you've been scaring people with, you know, for a month, they're old. It's not 3.4% death rate. It's not. We know that now. Yeah. And y'all are still using the numbers. And I'm going to have to make economic decisions on the real numbers. That began yesterday.
Yeah.
The mortality rate is a, you know, that's a big, to me, that's a very big factor. When we were hearing 3 and 4%, remember we had one day where we thought it was 5%, and we were getting a lot of bad numbers from countries that, I don't know why, but we were getting a lot of bad numbers. But the mortality rate's a big thing for me, because I think we're very substantially under 1% now. It's still terrible. It's still the whole thing. The whole concept of death is terrible. But there's a tremendous difference.
Yes, there is. Well, the media immediately jumped on him.
Of course.
Well, you're going to listen to Anthony Fauci. You're going to listen to your doctors, right? You're going to keep it shut down until we go into the Great Depression. I mean, you're going to keep it shut down, right? And he's like, well, and he flat out said, I'm going to listen to my doctors. I respect them, but I may overrule them. And that's going to lead to a battle royale. Here's what that sounded like.
But are you worried that if you do this too quickly, if you lift these restrictions too quickly, the virus will start spreading unabated? And how can you be sure that that's not going to happen?
Well, you know, we have now a system, and the system's in place. And we have two very, very powerful alternatives that we have to take into consideration. And as I said, one of the things that has really got me thinking about this. Number one, I'm looking at what's going on, and you know, it's life is fragile and economies are fragile. But one of the things is the mortality rate, John. When we first started this, nobody knew anything about this particular virus. Very, very little. I mean, we started, if we were hearing numbers of 5%, that's an astronomical number when the flu is 0.001 and 2 and 3, right? And so 5% would be an astronomical number. Now we're seeing numbers that may be less than one, and that's not including the exercise that I just went through where many people don't report. So everybody getting very sick is reporting, but nobody getting, you know, not very sick. And that should be part of that equation. So that just keeps reducing the number. So,
yep, these are the numbers we've been pointing out for a month, desperate that somebody would notice. And again, so Trump says, I will listen to doctors, but make my own decisions about the economy. The media did not like that yesterday.
Of course not.
So what do you do if you're him? I mean,
there's nothing that he can do to please the media, because whatever he says, they're going to go with the opposite. There's no question about that. If Trump had been you know, sounding the alarm and shutting everything down, they'd be saying, but Mr. President, what about the economy? What about the suffering of the American workers? I mean, it doesn't matter what Trump says. They're going to take just the opposite viewpoint and go with it. So it at this point doesn't make any difference. I think he's right on the money as far as being considering the mortality rate and getting an accurate number. You know, that's what is frustrating to me about this whole testing situation. They keep trying to hit him with that, like it is his fault, like he personally was trying to keep tests off the market, or keep companies from developing one, or keep the CDC from sending it out, or keep the CDC and state health agencies from doing testing or anything. None of that's true. It was a situation that happened because of logistics. Apparently, we may find out at some point that the CDC made some incorrect assumptions or wrong decisions. But this was not the president personally, and that's what the media keeps trying to do.
It's all lies from them all the time, 24/7.
And I love the way he really shut down this one guy. Good grief. There was like a two-hour press conference last night. 2 hours of the president and the coronavirus task force standing there taking questions from the media, and the president taking it for like about an hour and a half of that. But he really shut down this one guy who asked this economic question. He thought he was being real smart. Mr. President, what about the strength of the dollar? Are you worried about that? You know, shouldn't we be doing something to strengthen the dollar? And Trump just shut him down. He said, well, of course, you want a strong dollar, but you got to understand that there's two sides to that. A strong dollar makes it difficult for American companies and businesses to operate overseas. Because
he's been trying to weaken the dollar
for a long
time. It's
just like he decimated this kid reporter for asking what I thought was a dumb question. You know, it is obvious that you don't understand economics.
No, not at all.
A strong dollar has its upside, but it also has a downside. And if you are trying to increase exports, if you're trying to look for profitability of international corporations and companies that act globally, that is a huge problem, is a strong dollar. So it just...
Trump's been wailing on the Fed for the strong dollar for a long time.
Absolutely.
And Reagan, when he was in office, took took steps to weaken the dollar because it helps our trade. I know. I'm watching them. I'm like, what? You still got acne? And did you just get your braces off? I mean, how old are these reporters?
Yeah, I know. I think they don't want to send the elder ones out there. Although John Roberts from Fox is out there a good bit.
Yeah, good.
He's
God
got as much gray as I've got. So.
Well, yeah. Well, Don in Fountain Inn is on the line. You just went to Walmart, sir. You're live here on the street. Tell us what's going on.
Hey, I heard you talking about Simpsonville Walmart the other day, and I just went in and got that white gold, you know, that toilet tissue.
Oh, yeah.
And paper towels. Now, I will say that probably in an hour it's going to be a different story, but I got in there early.
So, this is the Simpsonville Walmart. Hold on. Which one is it? Is it the one like in Simpsonville proper or the one on Woodruff Road?
The one out off of 385 in Simpsonville.
Okay,
forever.
All right. So I want to tell you, all right.
And
you could start a riot, Dawn. I just want you to know.
She's texting Rambo Logo right now.
I know, he's headed out the door. You could start a riot, Dawn, and that would be on you, okay, not me.
I'm okay. I'm a bit of an insurrectionist. the other thing is their meat counters and their bread was all like fully stocked.
Good. Oh, wow. Okay.
And Simpsonville Walmart. They were fully stocked on milk and eggs also, which I know are real popular right now.
So are we talking like 90% fat beef that nobody wants? Or are we talking like the 80% kind that everybody
wants? What
are you
talking about? That's all I ever buy.
How do you cook that? It falls apart. Go ahead.
This said chuck, so I guess it's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. That's the good stuff.
And,
you're making my mouth water. Okay, keep going.
I wanted that. I think it's pretty sad that America is reduced to toilet paper anxiety. I think it's just, it's inexplicable. I went to Hugo in Charleston.
Yeah.
And this is, I don't know, they were very different. For one thing, we didn't have power for 2 weeks after Hugo, and it was hot. And so that was... But I didn't see the kind of anxiety they've got now. And the press keeps saying, this is unprecedented. We've never had anything like that. That's idiotic. We've had tuberculosis. We've had polio. We had World War II. We had when the AIDS thing started out. We had Y2K. We've had a lot of things way worse than this. And people didn't have the kind of ignorant panic that they're having now, stoked by the media intentionally. And I just thank you for letting me be. Who was this black woman that appears with McMaster every day and who looks like Susan Rice?
Oh, I got to tell you, and I got to end the segment now because we're way over and Chris is going to come here and slap me. I don't know her name. I'm sorry. But thank you for your phone call.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Folks, you see this? Communist China, which is where the now over-the-top death statistics for coronavirus came from. Anybody know, by the way, so President Trump in the press conference yesterday saying, look, y'all, you're still using old death statistics for coronavirus. It's much lower. Still scary, but nowhere near as scary as you made it. Like, not scary enough to shut, like, say, I don't know, a whole country down. Scary. So Trump came out and said that yesterday. These stats are old, y'all. And I just played that audio. It's not 5%, not 4% death rate. No, not even close. 1% or under. Said that yesterday. Let's just, I mean, I want you to remember something, okay, as this evolves. And Lee had in the news that they're going to have a bunch more numbers coming out today. So we're going to be looking at more tests, more cases tested and confirmed, and more deaths probably. We'll see what those numbers yield, okay? But we know this. It's not 4 or 5%. It's not even 3% death rate. That is what has driven all of this. Where did that number come from? Anybody know? Head of the WHO, World Health Organization. A guy from Ethiopia. Yeah. Anybody care to guess who he's worked for a lot of the last two decades? The guy who scared us with death statistics that are not accurate, led to the shutdown of entire countries. Any idea who he might have worked for, been affiliated with? It won't surprise you. Say it with me, Hillary Clinton. God, is she not behind everything? Wait. So the scary death statistics that we have shut the country down over came from a guy who worked for the Clinton Foundation? Mm-hmm. Sure, just a coincidence. Kind of like the fact that communist China is literally now thanking Hillary for repeating their talking points. You know the guy, the crazy one, the Baghdad Bob of China? The one who's like, dude, coronavirus start here? I might have told you that 2 months ago, but no, it didn't. But you said it did. No, I didn't say that, but you did. But no, not me. That guy. The one who says Trump is racist for suggesting coronavirus came out of China. Never mind that we know that because China told us it did in January. It was them, not us. That guy. The Chinese ambassador. Well, Hillary tweets, the president is turning to racist rhetoric to distract from his failures to take the coronavirus seriously early on, make tests widely available, and adequately prepare for the country for the period of crisis. Don't fall for it. China News, which is an outlet of the Chinese Communist Party propaganda, retweeted her tweet. They are using Hillary Clinton's tweets as talking points. Again, I'm sorry, where did that statistic come from? The one that has us shutting down entire countries, including this one. Where'd that now faulty stat come from? Yeah, a guy who worked for the Clinton Foundation, who's now head of the WHO. I'm sure that's a coincidence.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Going to jump on the line, the Ingles Advantage talk line with Todd and Fountain, who has some very bad news for us about Costco. I saw this morning too, Todd, and I died laughing. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wanting to call in and talk about the president's speech, and then my wife called me with something hilarious. Costco is just announced policy where they aren't accepting returns of the toilet paper, hand sanitizer, paper towels, stuff like that. Get this, because of the coronavirus. Hilarious.
Yes.
So these people are going to either have to build a room on their home or go rent a storage shed to put the 10 years worth of toilet paper and paper towels that they've got. Just hilarious. I find it hilarious.
Yeah, that they hoarded while their desperate neighbors attempted to find stuff. I know. Karma. It's karma, yeah. Todd.
Karma. The one thing about the president's speech last night that I got was I think he fired the warning shots over the bow of y'all need to start reversing it. Y'all need to start getting us out of this because, yep, you know, we're going to open up very, very soon. And he mentioned the 15 days. He said, we're going to reevaluate it. And he kept saying very, very and insinuating soon. I got a feeling right around April 1st, which is when the 15 days will be up, right around in there, that's when he's going to start opening the back up. Hey, the death, you know, he's already fired it out there. The death numbers or the mortality numbers aren't there, you know, and y'all keep reporting these high numbers instead of the true numbers. So, you know, we need to do something about this, and, you know, we need to open America back up. America is not a country that's designed to be shut down. And I was like, oh, boy. So I think right around April 1st is when he's planning on opening the country back up.
God, I hope so. I do, because, I mean, and thank you, Todd. I do not doubt Federal Reserve Bank President James Bullard. I mean, he's warning yesterday, look, we're looking at 30% unemployment in the second quarter. Like, what does that mean, 30% unemployment? Well, to give you some idea, the unemployment rate during the Great Depression, not Great Recession, the Great Depression, I mean, in the beginning of the last century, the Great Depression, 24.9%. He's talking 30. We're going to see massive numbers. I mean, you just look at, like, they're already sounding the warning bells. I mean, this is from Fox News, right? This is about restaurant layoffs. Take a listen to this.
Here's
actually, it's hotel.
Some numbers, the U.S. restaurant industry's three-month projection. I mean, it's just shocking when you see these statistics. $225 billion expected in industry loss, 5 to 7 million layoffs. That is so many.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It was restaurants, 5 to 7 million layoffs. I mean, we just can't do that. We cannot do that to people. The human toll of that is massive. Especially when you consider, folks, I've been pointing this out. Look, these numbers could change as of this moment. This is the irony. As of this moment, in the state of South Carolina, the death rate for the flu, the seasonal flu, is identical to the death rate for coronavirus. Now, Lee's News said we're going to get a bunch of numbers overnight. Maybe that'll change. I do not know. It's identical. 0.0167. Absolutely identical. You're wondering where'd you get that? Send me the link. There is no link. The media won't tell you. Can't ruin a perfectly good story. But it's the truth. I got the flu numbers from DHEC, the South Carolina DHEC website. You can find them yourself. 6,145 cases confirmed, lab test cases in South Carolina this flu season. 103 people have died. Now, that's through March 14th. That's the latest numbers available. So we'll see what the next report says. That is a 0.0167 rate. 0.0167 rate. What about coronavirus? 298 cases, 5 deaths. 0.0167 rate. Identical. So it's called context. Now, that could change tomorrow. I don't know. This is daily. We're getting numbers. We'll see. And I'll tell you if it goes up. I'll tell you the truth. So what do we take from that? Well, You take one of them, people are dying of coronavirus. It'll kill you. Take it seriously. Especially if you're in a high-risk group. Continue to follow the doctor's recommendations. Do all that. But don't panic. They have way overblown this, at least through today. Again, we could see changes in the numbers. I'm going to leave myself room for that, but the death rate is the same. Absolutely identical as of today in this state. They will not tell you that. And so now, this is going to be the battle. It is. By the way, the second major state figure has now come forward and said the same thing. Remember we had the health director there for the state of New Jersey, the top health care official? She came out and said, listen, we're all going to get corona. We're all getting it, 100%. May not be till the fall, might not be till, you know, next spring. You're going to get it. She's 71, and she said, look, I expect it to be mild, and I like my chances. So then the question becomes, well, why are we doing this? Well, now we've had the governor of Minnesota come out, say the same thing. His numbers are lower. He says upwards to 80% of Minnesotans will get coronavirus. I'm not saying this to scare you. He also said, Governor Tim Walz, also said that the latest predictions indicate a minimum of 40 and a max of 80% of Minnesotans will have been infected by the virus by the time the pandemic runs its course. The vast majority will recover without hospitalization. They will. It's 86%. I'm not saying to scare you. I'm saying to ask the question. The media has created this sort of false narrative that, like, you can hide in your house for a little while and you're not going to get this. And that's not true. You're going to get this. The only reason we're doing this is to flatten the curve so that we don't have an Italy situation, right? So we'd like everybody gets it at once. You get a spike and guess what? The hospitals are overwhelmed, right? So they can't take care of you. Now they're rationing ventilators, right? We didn't want that. The reason we're doing this whole stay home thing is to flatten the curve. When you flatten the curve, what happens? Curve goes out longer. It just means everybody gets it. Who's going to get it? They just get it on a longer timeline. So the idea that the media has created, we're just going to, if you sit in your house forever, you will escape it. Well, no, I mean, the economy will fall down around us and we'll starve. 30% unemployment in the second quarter. I mean, you have to go back out if you're going to eat. We can't all live on welfare and, you know, huddle in terror forever. Got to restart the economy. You know what we should do? What Anthony Fauci told us to do during the Obama administration. What the CDC has always done with these up until now. They tell the most at risk to stay home and they tell everybody else to go to work. They tell the people who are infected to stay home and they send everybody else to work. This is what we have done in every other one of these. Every one until this one. So that's where we are. So I don't mean to panic you about being infected. Again, half of people will have no symptoms or, you know, to mild symptoms that you won't even need to seek a doctor's help. So that's where we are. But this has to end sometime. And I think the media has created this perception that we're all going to hover in our houses until we get a cure. Somebody texted me earlier and said, well, we could have one by August. Folks, we won't have an economy by August. We can't wait till August. We can't. Texter writes, Tara, is this the new normal? That's what scares me. Reaction to potentially fatal virus from now on? My friend's husband died from the flu 5 years ago. Healthy 59-year-old. Where were the shutdowns? Amen. So flu lives don't matter.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, let's jump on the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Kathy in Traveler's Rest. Hey, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I'll tell you, basically, I've been following this since January because this has hit a family member of mine. So I've been on top of pretty much a lot of the statistics, everything that's going on. And you got to realize this. In South Carolina, they're just starting to test it now. They're really not going to have the numbers here in South Carolina for another 1 to 2 weeks to get a true number. Because it's taken, we don't know how long they're taking the, how long they're doing the testing here or how long it's taken in each county. So you can't go by what's happening today. And like you, I did know you mentioned that, you know, you'll believe it when you see it, but you're really not going to see numbers for another week or two.
Right, and that's, well, here's the thing, and let me put the counter to that. And I did put the caveat in, hey, we, you know, we're going to see more numbers as we get more tests. But we do know how many people have died. We do know that. We have that number. That's stable. And so what I said was, as of today, the death rate for the flu is identical in South Carolina to the death rate for coronavirus. It is literally absolutely the same. It's a 0.0167. And I said, as Lee said in the news, we're going to get, we're going to start to get more numbers coming out. We're going to have more people tested. The problem there, though, is that the death numbers are a lot more knowable than the total numbers with the flu. So as we test more people, I'm betting that the death number comes, that the death rate comes down further. That is what we have generally seen across the world, but we'll see. We will see. We'll have new numbers tomorrow. Looking for new flu numbers coming out as well. Those are just the flu numbers through the 14th. So as of this moment, yes, it is the same. The death rate in South Carolina is identical to the flu. What we do know is it's certainly not four times the flu. We know that. I mean, there would literally have to be more bodies. So, I'm not the only one saying that. The president said it today too. I mean, he's got the best information in the country, and he finally came out and said it. So it's not just me. It's him as well. And by the way, it's the Los Angeles Times overnight. I've got this up on my Facebook page if you want to read it. It's really quite remarkable. A Nobel laureate, this is LA Times, headline, why a Nobel laureate predicts we will recover, we will all be fine. And he started forecasting the death rate for China, the total number of cases, total number of deaths for China in January, and got it dead on. I think he was off by 100 deaths. I think he said 3,400 or 3,500. They ended up with 34. It was really, really close. And he was able to forecast the exact rate of death, you know, by the time we hit March, and he got it dead on. So now everybody wants to talk to him to figure out, like, how did he know that? Well, he's using Farr's Law. That's how he knows it. And we've known about that since 1840. I mean, the incidence of these viruses goes up and comes down in a bell curve. So if you can catch the rate at which they're going up, you can predict exactly when they'll come down and when they'll end. It's almost scary how close you can get. So the LA Times is catching on now too, and explaining that, hey, look, this guy was able to predict what the death rate would be in China. He said in January what it would be. He nailed it dead on. I mean, like, creepy dead on. He's a professor at Stanford as well. But so, you know, and he's saying, listen, this is nowhere near the death rate we have been told. We don't know what it'll end up being. But I appreciate your phone call. Real quick, David in Simpsonville. Hey, David.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
This is under the cure is worse than the disease. I mean, what are we sacrificing here? I'm talking about the what McMaster said about three or more people getting together. I mean, First Amendment right, freedom of assembly.
Yep.
One of the critical features of that is that governments, you know, they can require notice, but they cannot require permission to be able to get together. So, I mean, constitutional rights are supposed to protect us from the government. Now we have the government get to decide that we can peaceably assemble. That doesn't make sense. I mean, if we go by what he's saying right now, three people could get together, three churchgoers could get together to pray for the constitutional virus and find themselves in jail. Is that right?
Well, depending on how you do it, they've said they're not going to come into churches. This would, you know, apply to people out and about. So I would be shocked if police went into churches and did that. He said it mainly is supposed to apply to people, you know, if you're having a party, you're there for a social gathering, that sort of thing. If you're doing business, by the way, he says that the police are not to enforce it. So, but the courts have upheld temporary infringements like that as long as they're tightly tailored. So it is, at this time anyway, legal.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.